Evans, Homicide Bureau.
Lieutenant, this is Dr. Norton at the city hospital.
Oh, yes, Doctor. What can I do for you?
I'm afraid I have some business for you, Lieutenant. I have a cough down here that may be of interest to you.
I'm only interested in a certain type, Doctor. Unless this is a case
This is directly in your line, Lieutenant Evans. It's murder.
Where's your late patient, Doctor?
In here, Lieutenant Evans.
Any identification on the fellow?
No, his pockets were empty. Well, there's your man, or what's left of him.
Pretty well carved up, isn't he?
Yes. Death was caused by a knife into the heart. All the other wounds were merely an anticlimax. Speaking medically, of course.
Which one of your ambulance men picked him up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you before this. But he was brought in here by a motorist who picked him up at the side of the road.
Did you get the fellow's name and address?
I did better than that, Lieutenant. I asked him to wait until you got here.
Good. I'll see him right away. Where is he?
In my office. Down this way.
I have a hunch he'll prove interesting. A man who'll give a ride to a corpse. Tell me, Mr. Scott, what time was it when you picked up the body?
I should say it was about 11 o'clock in the evening, Lieutenant. I drove directly to the hospital after that.
That was a pretty isolated road you picked to go riding on, Mr. Scott.
It's an old habit of mine to avoid the holiday weekend traffic, Lieutenant. I always use the back roads.
Was the body still bleeding when you found it?
I suppose so, Doctor. He was dead, but I put him in the back seat and rushed here as quickly as I could.
How long was that ride, Mr. Scott?
About a half hour, Lieutenant.
I estimated the death to have occurred about 9 o'clock this evening.
That was an hour before Mr. Scott discovered the body. Well, that's about all the information I'll need right now, Mr. Scott. You'll be asked to come to the coroner's inquest, of course.
I don't mind that, Lieutenant, but my time is rather valuable. I hope to be compensated for it.
I'm sorry, but I don't handle that angle for the city.
Is there any sort of claim I file to get the back seat in my car fixed?
What happened to it?
The covers are all blood-soaked.
I told you I don't take care of that sort of stuff.
I thought murderers were your business, Lieutenant.
They are, but you don't mean...
I do, Lieutenant. If you'll pardon the doctor's intrusion, I'll have to diagnose Mr. Scott as suffering from a malignant case of murder.
What clue did Dr. Morton discover that led to his analysis of the crime? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
Homicide Bureau.
Lieutenant, this is Dr. Norton at the city hospital.
Oh, yes, Doctor. What can I do for you?
I'm afraid I have some business for you, Lieutenant. I have a cough down here that may be of interest to you.
I'm only interested in a certain type, Doctor. Unless this is a case
This is directly in your line, Lieutenant Evans. It's murder.
Where's your late patient, Doctor?
In here, Lieutenant Evans.
Any identification on the fellow?
No, his pockets were empty. Well, there's your man, or what's left of him.
Pretty well carved up, isn't he?
Yes. Death was caused by a knife into the heart. All the other wounds were merely an anticlimax. Speaking medically, of course.
Which one of your ambulance men picked him up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you before this. But he was brought in here by a motorist who picked him up at the side of the road.
Did you get the fellow's name and address?
I did better than that, Lieutenant. I asked him to wait until you got here.
Good. I'll see him right away. Where is he?
In my office. Down this way.
I have a hunch he'll prove interesting. A man who'll give a ride to a corpse. Tell me, Mr. Scott, what time was it when you picked up the body?
I should say it was about 11 o'clock in the evening, Lieutenant. I drove directly to the hospital after that.
That was a pretty isolated road you picked to go riding on, Mr. Scott.
It's an old habit of mine to avoid the holiday weekend traffic, Lieutenant. I always use the back roads.
Was the body still bleeding when you found it?
I suppose so, Doctor. He was dead, but I put him in the back seat and rushed here as quickly as I could.
How long was that ride, Mr. Scott?
About a half hour, Lieutenant.
I estimated the death to have occurred about 9 o'clock this evening.
That was an hour before Mr. Scott discovered the body. Well, that's about all the information I'll need right now, Mr. Scott. You'll be asked to come to the coroner's inquest, of course.
I don't mind that, Lieutenant, but my time is rather valuable. I hope to be compensated for it.
I'm sorry, but I don't handle that angle for the city.
Is there any sort of claim I file to get the back seat in my car fixed?
What happened to it?
The covers are all blood-soaked.
I told you I don't take care of that sort of stuff.
I thought murderers were your business, Lieutenant.
They are, but you don't mean...
I do, Lieutenant. If you pardon a doctor's intrusion, I'll have to diagnose Mr. Scott as suffering from a malignant case of murder.
What clue did Dr. Morton discover that led to his analysis of the crime? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
That's a bad guess, Dr. Norton.
Only on your part, Scott. In thinking you could get away with it. You tipped your hand when you tried to get compensation for being courteous enough to take your victim to a hospital. I stated that he'd been dead for 1.5 hours when you brought him here. You claimed to have found the body an hour after its death. Assuming that to be true, the back seat of your car never would have been soaked with blood. The only circumstances that could have made that possible were for you to have killed him in that back seat, where he bled to death.
Backseat drivers and backseat killers, they're all alike. They just talked themselves to death.